After all I've done to him,
willingly he bore my sin and paid the debt. To buy my liberty, I don't know just why he loved me so, or how he paid the debt that day. But because he did, thank God I now can say.
One thing I know,
new life he gave me. I know from darkness he saved me. I was forsaken till Jesus found me. I can't tell you how it happened. I don't know why he saved me. One thing I know was I was blind, but now I see. One thing I know was I was blind, but now I see.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Open up your Bibles. Going to be looking today at the importance of a life. Many times people wonder, why am I here? They have really no purpose in life. And it's sad because it seems like there's so much turmoil and so much trouble today within families, within our world, within our political parties. And really all of our kids see is the division and the turmoil. And then you have on top of all of that, things that are, they used to be standard beliefs. You know, a boy is born in a family, or a girl is born into a family. No one ever questioned, is my little girl a boy? Or is my little boy a girl? Yeah, there's lots of turmoil. And so God in his word, he wants to bring us back to realize that he is the creator. He had a plan. He has a plan and purpose for you, for me. Going back to where life starts in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Oh, I know, we've attacked so much of God and Bible truth. We've left everything up to speculation and popular opinion and political parties. No wonder there's so much confusion. But let's just go back, because God can bring about to us his plan and purpose for us. Let's go back. The Bible says in Colossians 1, verse number 16, for by him were all things created, that are in the heaven, that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. There is the key. Let's start from that, because the key is all things were created by God and for God. So when God said, let us make man in our image, in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Understand that in our image after our likeness speaks to God making Adam and Eve upright, commonly called original righteousness. They were right before God. They were innocent before God. But if I go back to Ecclesiastes 7:29, it says, lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. That phrase, sought out many inventions, it speaks to the fact that they thought they might be wiser and happier if they leave what God started. Isn't that what man does anyways? Isn't that what's happening today? We think we can be happier. We'll do it our way. We think it'd be better to do it our way. Friends, where we've departed, it's caused great damage. Yeah, be good for the public schools to get back to, yes, God's plan, God's purposes, God's law. Because if you're following that, you'll have a good end. So, when we look at this account concerning God, that brings us to the next part of this. Let me just say, you were made by God and for God to get real meaning out of life or the purpose for your life. You'll need to understand that God can give real meaning to life, and He can give real purpose to life. It starts out with your relationship with God. That's not real hard, is it? When the psalmist said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," you want true satisfaction? You want true peace? To follow Him is true satisfaction, true peace. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now, I know there are some that say, "Well, I don't know that I believe that there is a God." There are some that will say, "Well, I think I'll find God in my own way." They believe that their wisdom and their reasoning is sufficient to find God. But yet, Eliphaz speaks concerning Job. Now, he was wrong concerning Job, but he was very right in what he said. "Acquaint now thyself with God and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee." That's throughout the whole Bible. And so, to have that relationship with God, understand God is not willing that any should perish, that any should miss heaven. He's laid out in His word that all are sinners. He's given us His law so we can see that. And then He's provided for us Jesus. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. If you'll put your faith and trust in Him, He'll forgive you. He'll save you. And then the next step, God's word. Why, God's word is eternal. His truth. Well, it's something that if you'll practice and apply in your life will produce good things. So Isaiah put it this way in Isaiah 40, verse number 8. He said, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever." Now I realize that's not the popular opinion today, and that's not politically correct, but I want you to know what God says here in His word is true. And so your birth was not a mistake. Long before you were conceived, God knew you. God knows your life from your birth to your death. Psalms 139, verse number 13, reveals to us God. He says, "For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, with which in continuance were fashioned, as yet there was none of them." Understand, your parents might say you were an accident. Your parents maybe didn't even want you. But yet, God knew before you were conceived, knew you. When you were in the womb, it says, "My substance was not hid from God." And so, He and His plan and purpose still intact. You say, even for the children that were a mistake? Oh no, not in God's eyes. God made the womb to produce fruit. And God, in His long suffering and mercy and grace, provides for each one in that womb life. Not just life, but spiritual life. If we'll choose to know Him and to follow Him. And so, when we get to the very end of this first part, let me just say this. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Stop and think about that. Blessed. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. Be like a tree planted by the water. Yes, the heat can come, the drought can come, but that tree will still produce fruit. That's God's plan and God's purpose for you and for me. He has a plan. He has a purpose. You may be sitting there today and thinking, I just don't have anything to live for. Oh, you have much to live for. Find that relationship with God. You can go to the scriptures. If the Lord is truly your shepherd, the psalmist said, I shall not want. I'm truly satisfied. He'll give you his plan and purpose for your life. Finding his will, accomplishing his will in your life will produce exactly what you need. Well, let me invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge every Sunday, 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship service, and then 1:30 in afternoon service, and then Wednesdays prayer and Bible study at 7:30. We invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church of Mobridge.
He can't see who's coming down the road. It's Jesus.